Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Happy to have our next guest back with us. He's former assistant coach in the NBA, former college head coach. He is a big-time basketball guy. He is Rex Walters. Rex, welcome back.
Hey, Rex.
Andy, Jeff, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
We're doing good.
We're just living the dream here because all of a sudden we have a basketball team that has surprised everybody in the NBA, Rex, and that's cool. And the last time we talked to you, they were surprising everybody, and now they're surprising them even more. I would think, as a basketball guy, a basketball purist, a basketball coach, you got to love this team, the way it's playing, the way it's built, the way it's working.
Yeah, and it's a throwback team, right? They're big bigs. I mean, they're basically playing 3 7-footers. Even Wade, who's had to start the last 3, 4, 5, there's nothing easy at the rim. They do a great job of closing and contesting threes. And because of their size, they can dominate the boards. They're fun to watch. They really are. It's been a fun season for Cleveland.
Yeah, this might sound like a weird question, but, you know, so we're watching last night's game, and – you know, Giannis is getting a ton of calls from underneath. And I'm watching the Cavs, and I love this team. And I'm wondering, as they go down the stretch run of this season, without, like, a major superstar on the team, you know, to get to get those calls that, you know, superstars get, because we get it, because LeBron was here forever, could that hurt them down the road, that they don't have a superstar that's going to get those kind of calls? I know it's kind of a fluffy question, but I'm just curious what you think about it.
That's a tough question, but believe it or not, they were still 16 points better than Milwaukee.
I know, that's crazy, isn't it? Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah.
Right.
It'll be different in the playoffs, and obviously you don't want to go against a Brooklyn or Milwaukee, especially in the first round. You're going to have to still build credibility up in playoff basketball, which I think they can do because of all the things I talked about before. They're elite defensively, 3 games in a row now at home, that they've held teams under 100. 3 quarters last night, except for the first quarter, held Milwaukee under 22 points on the game. They're going to win an awful lot in the regular season, and they're building really good habits, right, to prepare for the playoffs as they get there.
Rex Walters joining us, former NBA player, NBA coach. Rex, you just touched on something you said, and people are talking playoffs, and we've heard it several times on the show today. That's great. The Cavs are sitting in a great position now. The thing I keep wondering, man, they've been fighting through these injuries and not taking a step back. And I wonder, is that sustainable? And if so, is it because of the style of play? Why is it? Because you've lost Sexton, Rubio, and now, at least for some little period of time, Lauri Markkanen, and yet you're still playing really good basketball. How have they done that, and is it sustainable?
Well, yeah, if you defend, rebound, and take care of the ball, and the caveat is that they're not always great taking care of the basketball. There's been times that turnovers have been an issue for them. They're getting better in that area, but they defend and rebound at a high level. And the other thing I'll say is they know who they are. They're not trying to be something that they're not. They're not out there shooting a ton of threes. They're a possession type of team. They do a great job after turnovers and after misses of running and getting downhill, but they know who they are. If you look at their roster, nobody's trying to play outside themselves, right? Jared Allen is a rim running guy that can make a 15 footer. Mobley's really great in short rolls. Kevin Love has been phenomenal and was phenomenal last night a spacing four-man that also is a good positional rebounder. Lauri Markkanen playing the three spot gives you some shooting, gives you length. You can, again, switch again. J.D. Osmond was phenomenal last night. It was a great pickup to get a guy like Rajon Rondo. And even guys like Lamar Stevens and Okoro, right? They're not great shooters, but they're not shooting a lot of threes. They're attacking the rim. They're great cutters, and they defend at a high level. So I do think it's a sustainable. They do. I mean, it's going to be a lot. Those are the things that can hurt them is health, right? Because in the playoffs, if they're not healthy and other teams are, you can't make up for those type of things. But as long as they, you know, continue to defend and rebound and then be who they are offensively, they give themselves a shot every single night. In the playoffs, it'll be a little bit more difficult, though.
Is there something that you – like, I there's every time I watch this team, I find something else that I like. Is there something that stands out to you? I just love this about the Cavaliers.
Well, the thing, as I watched the last couple games against the Knicks and against Milwaukee, the thing that really stood out to me is their pace in terms of after misses and after turnovers. They really run and push the ball off the floor to get quality shots. And I also like the fact that even last night, their bench production, really good when you talk about Jetty and you talk about Kevin Love. I mean, they were phenomenal. You got to have that. You have to have other guys step up. And I'll say this too, their player development has been good. When guys have been thrust into roles like Dylan Windler, Dean Wade, you know, younger players, Lamar Stevens, younger players that have been stepping the roles. And even when you talk about a guy like Brandon Goodwin, a guy that's a two-way player, and they got him and said, hey, you don't have to win us this ball game, but don't lose it for us in your minutes. Like, run our team, defend, get the ball where it's supposed to go, and we'll always have a chance to win. So their coaching staff has also done a phenomenal job getting younger players to really buy into what it takes to win in the NBA.
How do you do that, Rex? I mean, you played in the league for 10 years. You coached in the league as a head coach at San Francisco in college for a long time. I think teams have to learn how to win. And the Cavs had some issues with that earlier. They were coming out flat to start the third quarter. They weren't able to put games away in the fourth quarter. That, at least for now, has gone away. How do you overcome that? How do you learn to do those things?
Well, I think it always starts at the top. So you've got to give ownership credit. You've got to give the front office credit. You've got to give now the coaching staff credit because they're getting the right kind of guys. Guys have to want to learn, want to get better, want to be in the gym, and then figure out what it takes to compete at this level. So it starts with ownership and front office getting those type of guys. Yes, front offices make mistakes, but this group, it is a gritty, tough, physical group, right? And they kind of know who they are and they know who their strengths are. That's front office stuff. And then the coaches, you have to have a calmness, a patience, a ability to teach to help these guys learn and grow as they're on the job. And JB's done a phenomenal job, and his staff. You got to give credit to guys like Mike Garrity, Greg Buckner, JJ Outlaw, and a former team of mine, Antonio Lang. You know, those guys really putting in the time, spending the time with the players to get them to understand, because if they're willing to learn, they can learn. And then at that point, you've got to do a great job as a teacher to get them to understand what it takes at this level.
Rex, a couple different storylines on this too. Just, you know, if you're the front office again, what are you thinking about towards the trade deadline? And then there's also been a little percolation that maybe Colin Sexton could be back late in the season from this injury. Your thoughts on that and maybe getting him back into the flow?
Well, I think that would be great if they could, and then slowly getting him back in the flow. It's really difficult, right, to miss all this time, miss all the reps, miss, you know, building the habits, and then having to, even though you know them, you haven't done them physically. But it would be great to get him back and get him playoff experience. I like, even though they're different, they're smaller guards, right? They're both guys that like the ball in their hands, like to play in pick and roll, and then they've got these 3 7-footers behind them. To have that for the playoffs and have them learn, because this is still a process for them. Getting to the playoffs is going to be a process, and then learning how to win in the playoffs is going to be a process. So if they are going to add pieces, I really don't think it's going to be a big-name guy, because at the end of the day, you don't want to ruin your top 8, top 9 guys in your rotation. You have to like what you have, but if you can get someone like Justin Holiday, who's only making $6 million, Kenrick Williams, who's making $2 million, you know, Luke Kennard, who's kind of a local guy, right, even though he's from the Dayton area, he's making 12.7. That's a little expensive. Even though
and he's been playing well lately, yeah. Really been well.
And he's playing really well, yes, and he fits with the Clippers. Or a guy like Terrence Ross, but again, that's $12.5 million. Do you have enough to give up that you're willing to give up to get someone like that? So I'd like to see this team continue to grow, continue to learn. And, you know, a win like last night just gives you confidence as you move into February and March and then get closer to the playoffs.
Rex Walters joining us, former NBA player, assistant with the Pelicans, former college head coach. With how good is a story like this for the NBA? And I say that based on the Cavs were front and center news for a long time because LeBron James was here. And as soon as LeBron left, everybody just threw in the towel on the Cavs. I mean, that's happened with other teams. Happened with Oklahoma City, you know, when they lost their big guys. How good is it for the NBA, Rex, that a team has a rebirth without that superstar player?
Well, it's kind of like that movie, that Kevin Costner movie. If you build it, they will come. You know, I saw they had a great crowd last night. They've done it through the draft. They've done it through some trades. They've done it a little bit through some free agency, but they've built it right. It wasn't a guy saying, hey, I'm coming back home, right, to help Cleveland win a championship. It was a process for them. And, yes, anytime you get a guy like LeBron James on your team, you instantly become an NBA Finals favorite. But this should show small market cities, small market NBA teams, that if you do it the right way, and if everyone is aligned together, I'm talking about ownership, front office, coaching staff, and players, you can achieve great, great things. Character is important. Toughness is important. Intelligence is important. And that's what they have on this roster, and that's why they're so good.
Rex, last thing. We all know the NBA is a superstar-driven league. And in a regular season, a team I love the fact that we're even going here, but In the regular season, team concept plays beautifully, you know, because you got to see it on a nightly basis. So that's tough. I think of Mike Budenholzer's Atlanta Hawks that won 60 games and ran into LeBron James and the Cavaliers in the playoffs and didn't advance as the number one seed. And then if you look at the NBA champs over, 30 years, back to the Rip Hamilton, Rasheed Wallace, Ben Wallace, Chauncey Billups team, that might be the last team that didn't have the superstar and played as a team, and yet they had Hall of Fame caliber talent on that team. So can a team that's built like our team, and maybe not this year, but down the road, can that team win at all in the NBA in this day and age?
I think so. I do believe you can. It would help if they have an elite player. They've got a couple potential all-stars on their team. When you talk about Darius Garland, Jared Allen, you know, in the future, I think Evan Mobley's a guy because he's just a puppy out there, right? Yeah. But are they elite, like top five? No. But it has been shown that it can happen. You mentioned the Pistons, and that was a great one to pull up. You know, I hate to bring this up, but you had great, great teams in Cleveland when you're talking about Mark Trice and Brad Doherty and Hot Rod Williams. And they, you know, if they don't run into a guy like Michael Jordan, right, they're probably a championship-caliber team. Have a chance to do it with great, great players. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, and guys are getting older in tooth. Tim Durant's in his 30s now. We know LeBron is, you know, 37. Like, who's going to be the next elite player that's in the under, you know, 28, 27, 26 age? There's not a lot of guys like that. So hopefully Garland, Allen, Mobley can become one of those guys that can be a top five player that can lead you. You know, Giannis is the one guy, obviously, that would scare you because he is still young and he is still elite.
Rex, always a pleasure.
And that's why we don't want to play him in the first round.
There you go.
Yeah, last night was regular season. It was fun. We loved it. I don't want to see them in the first round.
Exactly right, guys.
Prediction? Cavs make the playoffs?
I believe so. There's no question. As long as they continue to defend, rebound, and then they get better at taking care of the basketball, which they do besides the live ball turnovers, right? They do shoot the right shots. a lot. They play the right way. You know, at times Garland can pound it a little bit for me, but for the most part, he probably feels like he has to because he doesn't have Sexton on his squad. He doesn't have Rubio anymore. But as long as they're getting the bench production of Kevin Love, if they can get these guys healthy, they have a chance to get to the playoffs, get the right matchup, have a chance to get to a second round, and who knows from there. That's the whole thing. But the biggest thing is they're learning through winning now. Before they were learning what not to do, now they're learning what to do to be successful. So that's got to be a lot of fun for Cleveland. And this team, even though, yes, you want championship expectations when you have LeBron, this is the kind of team that people, they just go out, they do their job, they do it the right way, that a city like Cleveland should love.
Rex, awesome to have you with us. Thank you.
Thanks, Rex.
Appreciate you guys.
Rex Walters, former Pelicans assistant, former NBA player, former college head coach, Florida Atlantic, San Francisco, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, and he says, yeah, they can make the playoffs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.